Hello, I'm Suzanne Hemmett of Collective Herd Coaching, empowering professionals and entrepreneurs with the wisdom of the collective herd. Communication is always a challenge. If it were easy, there'd be no need for the countless books and training programs on the subject. We'd have fewer divorces and wars. And here's a sobering thought. Your success in marketing your business by word of mouth rests mostly on your skills as a communicator. There are three common ways that people miscommunicate. Number one is they talk too much. We've all found ourselves downwind of this from time to time. The overeager car salesman, the town gossip, the self-absorbed running back. Talking too much is often a sign of nervousness. The best way to avoid nervous over-talking is to just ask a question, relax, and let the other person talk. Then, when the tables are turned and it's your turn to talk, pay attention to the nonverbal cues that it's time to stop talking. Avoiding eye contact, stepping back, looking over their shoulder, yawning, or looking at their watch. These are all signs that it's time for you to zip up. Number two, they use jargon. This happens often when we're so eager to tell about the features of our product or service that we forget to talk about the benefits and we begin to talk over our listener's head. Imagine if I started talking about the software intelligence-enabled real-time use of unstructured data. Hey, I'm even in danger of putting myself to sleep. Any of us can be guilty of jargon jaw because we know our own industry so well that we're very comfortable speaking its language. However, to some people, we might as well be speaking Latin. So simplify your message so that the average person can relate to what you're saying. For instance, instead of someone saying, "I analyze telecommunications hardware and systems," they might say, "I save businesses money on their phone systems." Notice that the emphasis is on the benefit, not the feature-related industry-specific terms. The third trap is speaking in terms that are too general. In networking, general requests are hard for people to fulfill because they don't bring to mind specific people or situations that the listener may know of. Suppose you were speaking to a realtor about who a good referral for them would be, and they said, "Oh, anyone who wants to sell a home." The chance of you actually knowing someone who wants to sell their home and doesn't already have a realtor are slim. But suppose instead, if the realtor said, "Empty nesters looking to downsize," you immediately think of two or three couples that fit that description. It may seem counterproductive, but actually, the more specific you are, the wider the door opens in your listener's mind. So this week, take the time to look at where you might be making these common mistakes. Becoming an effective communicator for your business not only helps you clarify your message, but it also helps ensure the success of your word-of-mouth marketing efforts. Thanks for listening. And to learn more about the Collective Herd, go to collectiveherd.com. That's collective, H-E-R-D.com. Until next time, this has been Suzanne Hemmett, bringing you the wisdom of the Collective Herd.